Does money grow on trees? It's Home Economics with Sam Stubbs on 95BFM, thanks to Simplicity, New Zealand's fastest growing KiwiSaver plan.
Sam, what's happening?
Mikey, g'day, mate. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Very well.
I've got some good news for you, mate.
Go ahead, please.
And it's all about rising tides and tidal waves.
The often positive news that comes with tidal waves. Go ahead.
Exactly. So, look, if you think about the future of New Zealand over the next 10 to 20 years, and if you have to think about most of your listeners, right, they'll be in this age bracket where this is going to be the time when they're, you know, getting jobs, building careers, buying homes, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to let you know that I'm as more bullish now for the next 10 or 20 years for New Zealand than I've ever been in my lifetime. And the reason is about what we call a rising tide of money coming into the economy, and it's all because of KiwiSaver. So let me give you some amazing...
Pardon, but you're a KiwiSaver provider. You would say that.
I know. But mate, it's true. So it's fact. So here you go. Here are some numbers, right? New Zealanders have already saved $50 billion in KiwiSaver in our first 10 years, right? So over the next 10 years, we're going to save another $150 billion. Now, about half of that will be invested in New Zealand, that's $75 billion. And we've never had that amount of money invested in New Zealand by New Zealanders in our history. It's just an absolutely phenomenal amount of money. It's about 2.3 or 2.4% of GDP, which is a really, really significant number. So here's what's really interesting about that, right? Normally, when you get these bursts of growth in New Zealand, you get more jobs and businesses doing well, they tend to be because people from overseas have taken a likeness to, like us. And there's a tidal wave of money, right? It came from the English in the 1900s, then the Americans fancied it in the 1960s, and the Japanese in the 1980s, and right now it's the Chinese, right? The problem with that money is, I mean, it's cool that they invest in New Zealand, but the problem with that money is it's a tidal wave of money, right? They get all excited about us, and the money comes in, and then it leaves again, right? It goes out again, and then the business is shut down and so on. There's a huge difference when you're investing your own money in your own country, right? So look at Aussie. Aussie hasn't had a recession for 27 years. And it's not just because they got all that iron ore in the ground. It's because they've been investing their own superannuation money in their own economy, you know.
It's like the music industry. The music industry is really, it supports itself.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
It's like it doesn't need success from overseas. So you get a lot of these bands over there that full-time working bands releasing albums and doing well and touring and you know, having a fairly significant amount of success, and they never leave the confines of Australia.
Exactly, and that's because there's just more money around to actually keep that industry going, right? I mean, money's one of the things you need. Obviously, you need talent and hard work and all this sort of thing, but you do need the money to support the industry. So I think we're about to head into a period of New Zealand's history where we're going to have more and more money coming in. At the moment, KiwiSaver providers are putting about $25 million a week into the local economy right now. It's pretty significant, and that just keeps on coming on. So that's a rising tide of money, right? You don't notice it. Right, week on week, but slowly it lifts all boats. So we're about to go into a really, really cool time for the economy. Listen, we'll have trouble, Trump will say stuff, and there'll be, you know, trade wars every now and again and so on. But the long-term trend is really positive. I call it our Singapore moment. It's what happened in Singapore in the 1960s, Aussie in the 1970s. It's when you start to get your own people investing in your own real economy. And here's the other thing about that, Mikey. All that money going into KiwiSaver is money which is not going into jacking up house prices. It's not going into higher mortgages, which means it will help keep a lid on house prices. And that money will be invested in real businesses, which will, you know, give people jobs so they can afford to buy houses in the first place. So it's a very, very, you know, very, very virtuous circle. It won't be immediately obvious. You know, no one has a magic wand that they can wave that makes it happen in 6 months or so. But the long-term trend's awesome. This is a great time to be young in this country.
Hot damn. I wish I was young then.
me too.
Sam, we have questions come in, though, from a listener. So regarding KiwiSaver, I'm planning to go overseas. I've got money in my KiwiSaver. I'm planning to go overseas. And they're saying that do they have access to it at any stage? Like if they plan to live in another country?
You will be able to get access if you're permanently immigrating. Like if you're leaving New Zealand full-time, you better get access to your money. But if you're just overseas temporarily, you won't.
All right. Hey, well, Sam, lovely to talk to you this morning. Good pitch today.
Right,
I think that's good news, actually, because so oftentimes we're told, sucked in, you're out of luck. If you'd just been around 20 years ago,
If
you'd just been around 20 years ago, you'd have jobs, a place on Waiheke, and you'd be stoked, and you'd probably your own business, and you'd be looking for tax cuts, you know?
I would rather be young now than 20 years ago.
I wanted to ask the Prime Minister this morning about capital gains tax. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, look, most, well, we are pretty much the only developed country in the world that doesn't have a capital gains tax. I think it's kind of an academic argument because I think in theory we should have a capital gains tax.
So do I.
My personal view, I think we should. The problem is it's politically very, very difficult to bring in. But the most important thing is you probably have to have your house protected from that. So you couldn't charge capital gain on your first home. Then I think it might be politically acceptable, but it's still a brave government that wants to bring it in.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people who don't want it because everyone, particularly people who've got, you know, money and power, have got very used to not having a capital gains tax. It suits their personal circumstances. But most countries have come to the view that you have to have capital gains tax because you've got to redistribute the wealth from the rich to the people who need it.
Yep. Interesting. Okay, Sam, thank you very much. All lovely to talk to you this morning.
See you, mate. Bye.
Money, money, money must be funny in a post-capitalist utopia. Home Economics on 95BFM. Thanks to Simplicity, New Zealand's only non-profit KiwiSaver plan, saving its members more than $4.5 million each year in fees.